Welcome in, Lineup Logic fans, to the Fantasy Fast Break. This is your host, Kwafa Adakwa, a.k.a. Spartanzilla. It's been a while since you heard from us. We had holidays that took over, and we had some things happen in the community, but thought it would be a good time to get back on and preview some of Tuesday night's NBA games, because you hadn't heard from us in a while. Jeremy's not joining me tonight, so I'm going to go and do this solo. But as always, you can get a hold of us through our great and fabulous Lineup Logic community, patreon.com/lineuplogic. $10 a month gets you all the access you could ever want to all the sports known to man. So we have the NFL winding down and some of the dog days of the NFL. We have NBA tools with my usual co-host, Jeremy. We have stuff for MMA, for golf, you name it, we have it. $10 a month gets you in through our Slack channel and gets you cheat sheets from a variety of contributors to the site. So it's a great use of your $10. You're not going to find a better option out there in terms of the price point and some of the things that are provided through the Lineup Logic community. So great site. Go ahead and join us, patreon.com/lineuplogic. $10 a month, you'll get in and get access to some great, great tools. So with that, I'm going to go game by game through the five-game slate in the NBA for Tuesday night. We will go through, give you the lines that I do have, because this is being taped on a Monday night, obviously, and we'll give you some plays there. And then at the end, which is customary for the NBA podcast, we will go ahead and try to build a lineup. And if I'm really frisky, I might build two. So we'll see how it goes at the end there. As always, if you have questions for me, you can at me through the Slack chat. And you can also get at me on Twitter. I'm at Spartanzilla, all one word. And be more than happy to answer your questions for you. Love to interact with the listeners and the community and love DFS. So with that, let's get started in the game-by-game breakdown. We'll start with a team near and dear to my heart, the Detroit Pistons, who are taking on the New York Knicks in the Motor City. The over-under on the game is 220.5. The Pistons are 7-point favorites. If I'm looking at the visitors in this matchup from New York, Noah Vonleh has been a guy that his price has now started to catch up to his production. He's almost 6K on FanDuel, or excuse me, on DraftKings. He's 5,600. And I still don't mind him at that price. I mean, he's averaging about 25 points on the season on DK. And he's a guy that allows you to do a lot of things with your lineup and allows you to be a little more flexible there. So I don't mind Noah Vonleh. You also have Tim Hardaway Jr., who's available in this matchup that you could use as well. Trey Burke is a name that a lot of people have been on. He's played well of late, but I can't really get a handle on Fizdale's rotations and what he wants to do on a night-in, night-out basis. So Trey Burke is a little bit of a kind of moderate play for me. And then you have Enes Kanter, who when he's given the opportunity, he can score a lot. I know he's got a bit of a tougher matchup in this matchup against Trey Drummond, but Kanter, if we get some news earlier in the day that he's going to be a full go, then I like him potentially as a filler at your center position. He's 6,800, so if he's going to get 30 minutes, he's probably going to get you close to 5.5x. So definitely GPP worthy. But again, you want to monitor NBA Twitter, which is a big thing. And you want to go ahead and check out if Kanter's going to get to play. So that's all I really like on New York. If I look at the Pistons, a lot of their activity for fantasy, for the fantasy perspective, excuse me, tongue-tied here, thinking about my Pistons, is within Blake Griffin and Dre Drummond. And I like both of them in this matchup. Drummond's price on DraftKings, 9,600, is fair. He's, to me, a guy who can get you 5x that price, maybe 6x that price in this matchup against kind of the putrid front line in New York. So I like Dre Drummond. Blake Griffin again, 9,300. Price may be a little steep. I kind of like Blake a little less than 9,000, but I don't hate the play. His usage right now is crazy. He's in the among the leaders in the NBA in usage. Per 48 minutes, he's about 31% usage percentage. So he's a guy that you know what you get with Blake. He's gonna get you anywhere between 35 and 50 points. And Vegas doesn't think this is gonna be too big a blowout. I mean, 7 points isn't a ton, so he's gonna get the minutes. So you can do worse things than Blake Griffin. I like pairing the two of them and differentiating elsewhere in your lineup. Also, Reggie Jackson's a guy, again, maybe it's just the homer bias, and I end up playing him a little bit more than I should. He's 5,400, so in a game that, could stay close, Jackson is a way you may want to look as well for your lineup builds there if you're going to use Pistons in this matchup. Reggie Bullock is also a name that's out there if you're just looking to kind of fill up a roster as well. So with a 220 over under, 220 and a half is going to be over under, you definitely want to find some plays from that matchup. If I move on to the next game on the slate, the Atlanta Hawks are going to South Beach to take on the Miami Heat. I don't have a line at this point. It's probably the Goran Dragic news that is what's keeping us from getting a line in that one. If I look on the visitor side of the ball, I like three Atlanta Hawks players. I like Trae Young for GPPs. He's definitely boom or bust, which is kind of the nature of taking down one of those GPPs, is you got to take a little bit of a risk with some of these players. He's sub 7,000 on DraftKings. He's 6,600, and he could go off at any point. Maybe a pace down game with the Heat. But, Trae Young is the kind of guy that can go out and hit six threes. He can, we've seen upwards of 15, 16 assists in the game. He could have a big game, even in the pace down spot. And he's a potential play here for me at 6,600. I also like John Collins, who's coming off the injury. And he's a play at the center spot if you're looking to put him in a lineup at 6,200. He's a 5X candidate for sure. So I also think if I'm looking at the Atlanta side of the ball, that Taurean Prince, second unit star, 27 or so DraftKings points is what he's been averaging on the season. And so 5,200 allows you a lot of lineup flexibility, and that's sort of the name of the game, is finding the value, especially if you want to take down the GPPs, finding the value, finding the plays. It is a pace down spot, and again, without that over under, a little bit hard to know, but those three Atlanta players, if I'm going to find some Hawks, are probably the way I would look in this matchup. On the Heat side of the ball, Hassan Whiteside, you can never go wrong with him. It seems to have figured some things out this season. Really good play at the center spot with the blocks upside and the rebounds upside. He's a guy who could 20-20, almost like an Andre Drummond. He's 8,200. On the season, he's averaging almost 40 DraftKings points. So he's a guy who can blow up. He's got some big tournament-winning upside, especially against Atlanta, who's a little bit thin in the front court. I mean, you have the Collins there, but Atlanta doesn't really scare me in the front court. So I like Hassan Whiteside in this matchup as a GPP play. Dwayne Wade has found the fountain of youth. Maybe it's the newborn, and maybe it's, the lack of sleep is just getting him kind of more locked in, and him knowing that this is last go-around. But he's played well over his last couple of games. He's 5,300, so he's a play for me that I would look at if you've built the rest of your roster and you want to take a shot on him. I don't hate it, but I might actually pass on him in favor of maybe some other Heat players. You've got Richardson at 7,400. You've got Wayne Ellington down there at 4,100. A couple other Heat players there. But all in all, for me, I think realistically, it probably stops and starts with the big man, Hassan Whiteside. For a while there, I was playing a lot of Justice Winslow, but he seems to, you know, has seen a little bit of reduced role with some of the Heat players getting healthy. So we'll move on into our third game of the evening, and that is the Toronto Raptors going to the Grindhouse to take on the Memphis Grizzlies. This is what I think will be an appealing game for NBA fans. Fantasy production, we'll have to see. It's a 205 over under. Toronto's 4.5 point favorites. For me, it's all with Toronto. There's about four different players that I think, and maybe five, that are fantasy relevant for this matchup. It's Kyle Lowry, obviously Kawhi Leonard if he goes. You have Pascal Siakam, and you have Serge Ibaka, and you have Jonas Valanciunas. And again, Valanciunas is very much an Enes Kanter side of the ledger, where if he gets the production, you know he can produce. This is a little bit tougher matchup with Gasol, who still at his age is a pretty decent defender. If we're going to narrow it down on Toronto side of the ball, production for me is dependent on Kawhi Leonard's health, but I like Kawhi in this matchup. I think he matches up well against Memphis. I like Lowry even going up against Conley. I think that's going to be a fun point guard matchup. And then one of Siakam or Ibaka, if I had my pick, I'd probably go with Siakam just for his upside and what he's able to do. Ibaka's played well on the season. He's actually averaging more DraftKings points on the season. But I like Siakam at 6K. But again, Ibaka at 57, not so bad either. But if you can pin me down, I'll take Siakam. But I don't mind if you land on Ibaka in your lineup build. So that's where I think it is on Toronto side of the ball. I'm not a big Fred VanVleet guy or Danny Green. I don't really play those guys, even if it's just a matter of filling out a roster. If I look at Memphis, you know, even though they're the least scoring team in the league and they play at a slower pace, they have some parts that are kind of interesting for me from a DFS perspective. As I mentioned, Mike Conley and Marc Gasol, both guys who are producing, especially in the last 10. A guy like Gasol at 8,900 is averaging in the last 10 days 51.5 DraftKings points. So that's insane for him. I also, as I mentioned, like Mike Conley at 7,700. In his last 10, he's averaging about 42.4 DraftKings points. So two guys that are often overlooked by the community, but are definitely worth a look on this abbreviated slate. The other guy, and again, I always got to do this because I got to stay on brand, right? It's the Spartan guy, but Jaren Jackson Jr., tournament winning upside for me. I mean, even with the return of Green in that lineup, and Jermichael Green, Jaren Jackson Jr. Is the kind of guy that can get you a lot of per hiffs. He can get you, you know, blocks, steals, rebounds, and he's affordable at 5,800. So he's a guy I like because he can go into a blow up spot at any point. If I look at just going off the last game, he put up a 43.5 point spot, you know, in DraftKings points wise. So I really like Jaren Jackson Jr. You know, in GPPs. Maybe not in cash games, but definitely if you're playing tournaments, I like Jaren Jackson Jr. just given his ability, and he's just scratching the surface on what he can do as a player. So that's where I am with those two squads. So we'll move on to game four on the Tuesday evening slate. It's the Indiana Pacers at the Phoenix Suns. No line in this one. I think it's a matter of deciding what the health is of one Victor Oladipo. From Indiana's side of the ball, a couple different ways you can look at this matchup. Sabonis, I think, played tonight. He's 6,700. He's a talented player. We've talked about him on the podcast. Jeremy and I have talked about him. He's, you know, averaging about 33 DraftKings points on the season. This will be an up-tempo matchup with the Suns. And so, I like Sabonis' skill set, especially in this kind of matchup, sets up well. also from Indiana. You know, Tyreek Evans, kind of people just waiting to see if he blows up. He's, you know, been given the opportunity with the health issues there with Oladipo to kind of play more of a role, but he hasn't really done a whole lot. He's been sort of average, an average player, and we'll see again what he does this evening. Bojan Bogdanović, also a guy who fills out a roster, so to speak. He's less than 5K. He's got a probably, in my estimation, a floor of about, I'll call it, you know, 20 DraftKings points and a ceiling of 30. So he's definitely a guy just to kind of fill out the rest of your roster, but he's a solid play nonetheless. In the backcourt for Indiana, Aaron Holiday, you know, those Holiday boys can all play. And Holiday is a guy I like at 3,600. Kind of a sneaky spot, up-tempo spot. I like him more than a Corey Joseph from Indiana side of the ball, and even more than Darren Collison. So like Aaron Holiday a little bit for the Pacers. If I look at those pesky Phoenix Suns, obviously Devin Booker to me is a must-play. Kid is immensely talented, you know, going to be multi-time all-star. Tournament winning upside. He's averaging 40 DK points. And if I look in his in the last 10 days and over five games, he's averaging about 46 DraftKings points. And we know what he's done historically. I mean, he can put up an 80 burger just depending on the night. I mean, he's a streaky shooter, but he can put up some points for you in a hurry. And I like him on Tuesday night. Also with the Suns, like TJ Warren, he's really come on in the last, you know, month or so, and been a pretty solid performer for the Suns. He's his price is affordable at 6,100. He's definitely a player that can get you, you know, 30, 35 DK points, which is definitely 5x, which you can take. And then I also like DeAndre Ayton. He's vying for Rookie of the Year, obviously. He's 7,100, so his price has come down from where it was, you know, earlier in the season. Indiana on the front court, because of, you know, Miles Turner's ineptitude, it seems like, on the defense side of the ball, they could be had a little bit. So I like Ayton to double-double easily in this one and potentially get you to that 5X that you're looking for, maybe even 6X. So Ayton's a guy I've got noted down as someone I want to play in that matchup. Moving on to the final game of the evening, the Los Angeles Lakers and King James take on the Denver Nuggets in the Mile High City. The over-under as of now is 211.5. The Denver Nuggets are 4-point favorites in this matchup. For the Lakers, it's an interesting kind of blend. Obviously, LeBron, you know, he's a stud. He's under 11K. If you want to go a stars and scrubs approach, you could put LeBron in and maybe Kawhi, and if he goes, and maybe one of the Detroit guys, either Blake or Dre Drummond, and start, you know, kind of a stars and scrub approach. I don't know if that's the way I'm going to go on my lineup builds and the early stuff I've done. I might not go with King James, but you know what you're getting with him. You know, he's got a floor of 35 DK points and a ceiling of 70. So don't mind him, especially under 11K on DraftKings. Other Lakers to be noteworthy in this matchup, Kyle Kuzma, 5,200. He's definitely in the Lakers' long-term plans, it would appear, and he gets a lot of run. I like him more than Brandon Ingram at 5,800 in this matchup. And Lonzo Ball, with the Rondo injury, Ball's going to get run. Boy, if he could ever shoot, he might actually be a good player, but he does a lot of other things. He'll get you steals, he'll get you assists, and he'll get, you know, rebounds, which are all helpful for DFS. So I don't mind him, especially with the likely defense or lack thereof of Jamal Murray. So Lonzo, Kuzma, and King James on the Lakers side of the ball. I think I'm off the JaVale McGee train. He was a big thing in the first, you know, 4 or 5 weeks of the season. His price has come down to 5,400. But, you know, he's going up against, you know, Nikola Jokic and some of the Denver bigs. And so, and the Plumlee guy there too. So I don't know if I really am back on that McGee train. I need that price to drop, I think, even further for me to get back on that train. Looking at Denver, you know, Nikola Jokic is a great player. Great matchup here against McGee. His price is 8,800. So I think I like a couple of the other centers. I think I like Gasol. I think I like Drummond more, and I like Ayton more than Jokic. But Jokic is a fine play at 88. He's probably only, though, for me, gonna, if he does 5X, it's gonna be barely a 5X. So you may want to go with those other centers I listed off. I don't mind Paul Millsap in this matchup as well. He plays decent against the Lakers. Jamal Murray, you know, boomer bust play. He's 6,900. So if I'm thinking about price and being price conscious, I probably want to go in another spot than Murray. So we'll back off him. We'll see the health of Gary Harris. Looks like he's questionable for tomorrow. But I don't mind him if he is back. A player on Denver, again, that I also use as a salary filler, and he, you know, he has performed well, and, you know, you kind of know what you're getting. It's Monty Morris. Over his last six, he's only averaging about 20 points, but he's definitely one of those guys that has got some talent. Denver seems to like him. He's part of their rotation. And so if you're looking to save some salary, and if you go maybe that starter scrubs approach, Morris is a play that I don't entirely dislike in the Lakers matchup. So that's only if you're salary saving and only if you're trying to save a few bucks to get in the big stars in this matchup. So with that, that is the five-game wrap-up. Very quick, very to the point, but I wanted you guys to hear from the Lineup Logic crew and the Fantasy Fast Break squad. So want to get that out there for you. I'm going to go and do our normal thing here and try to build a quick lineup. So let's see what we have here. If I look at point guard, we talked about him a little bit earlier. Trae Young for me in that the Atlanta-Miami matchup. It's a guy I'm going to start at the point guard spot. I think he's something in me that thinks that he's going to have a pretty good game. Small forward, I like TJ Warren. I'm going to put him in. He's 6,100. You'll start to see what I think I'm going to do this lineup wise. I'm going to stay off some of the bigger names and maybe go a more balanced approach in this one. At power forward, talked about my Spartan guy, Mr. Jaren Jackson Jr. We're going to put him in. At center, let's go with DeAndre Ayton. Let's try Ayton, see if that works. Let's see. Shooting guard, we'll go with Devin Booker. Liked him. I really like a lot of Phoenix pieces in this matchup. So forward, where can we go? I think I'm going to give it one more game with Noah Vonleh. So I'm going to play Vonleh in here. I think that's a way to go. And then let's see what I can do at the other guard spot. There's a lot of different options. We talked about Lonzo. We talked about Reggie Jackson. But I think I'm going to put in a salary saver from that same Indiana Phoenix game. Bogdan Bogdanovic. I'm going to put Bogdanovic in there. And that leaves me with 5,300. And so what I want to do there is you can go with Valachunas. I got money for him. I've got money for Torian Prince, Tyreke Evans. Between Prince and Evans for me, I'm going to go with Torian Prince and round up my lineup there. Leaves $100 left. So the lineup I just built on the fly here, Trae Young, Devin Booker, TJ Warren, Jaren Jackson Jr., DeAndre Ayton, Bojan Bogdanovic from Indiana, Noah Vonleh from the Knicks, and Torian Prince. And that gives me $100 left. And so it's a very balanced build. I think you have some upside and guys like Young and Booker and Jackson. And I think that's a pretty winning lineup. Let's see. We've got a little time. Let me try to build a quick one with, let's go like a little bit quick stars and scrubs approach. See what we can do there. Let's see. We talked about Dre Drummond. Let's put him in. Let's go King James. And then let's see here. At the point guard spot, it's going to be a bit of a problem. I didn't really like Trey Burke in this one. Let's go Morris from Denver, as I talked about. So we got 5,000 a player. Let's see. At small forward, I'm going to stick with Prince. And then, actually, he'd be in my forward spot. Pardon me for that. We'll go Vonleh still. Gives me 48-66 left a player. Fill out three spots. So, shooting guard. Let's see here. Let's go Bogdanovic again. And then guard. We've got 4,800 a player left. Let's see. Let's see here. Who do I want to play? I'm going to go with Aaron Holiday. We talked about him from Indiana. Let's put him in. And that leaves me a nice big chunk of change, 6,100 at the utility spot. And so, let's go. We can go the upside of Jaren Jackson Jr., or we can go with TJ Warren with a safe, like 30 points. Let's go upside, baby. And let's go my Spartan guy, Jaren Jackson Jr., leaves us $300 left. So, kind of a different build with some more bigger names. This is Monty Morris, Bogdanovic from Indiana, LeBron, Vonleh, Drummond, Aaron Holiday from Indiana, Torian Prince from Atlanta, and Jaren Jackson Jr. So another way of looking at it, putting a few bigger names in there. I think tomorrow for me it's going to be a basic build, and I'm going to go kind of more balanced than a stars and scrubs approach. So with that, I'm going to wish you guys good luck on the Tuesday slate. Please, if you have any feedback or comments, get at me at Slack. I'm at Spartanzilla. On Twitter, I'm also at Spartanzilla. And I'm more than willing to answer any questions you have, take any feedback you have about the podcast. You'll hear from us again this week. And once we get out of the NFL season, there'll be a little bit more regular cadence. Probably not going to be every night, but we will try to honor the great tradition of the pod father, Mr. Cade. So with that, Spartanzilla signing off. Be profitable and take it easy, y'all.